Faucet 19. Expose. Uncover your true brilliance. I can't think of a better illustration than the real-life story of two tennis greats, Venus and Serena Williams. They beautifully exemplify each of the four principles we have presented. They show us how to approach every problem from a place of empowerment, with a future-focused perspective and deep-seated purpose, and then how to persevere until they've beaten the odds, torn down the barriers, and broken world records to become legendary icons in their own lifetimes. Perseverance personified. Venus and Serena Williams have dominated the world of professional tennis for more than a decade. Each is a resounding success in her own right, overcoming poverty and racism on the journey from the ghetto to center court at Wimbledon. Venus and Serena were the youngest of five sisters, raised in Compton, California, the hub of Los Angeles County and one of the most crime and poverty-ridden neighborhoods in the United States. The five girls all shared one bedroom with two bunk beds for a good portion of their childhood. Serena, the youngest, didn't have a bed of her own, so she slept with a different sister each night. When Serena was 3 and Venus was 4 years old, their dad, Richard Williams, watched a tennis match on TV one night and heard the commentator remark on how much money one of the players had earned that week. The amount was more than he made in a year. He realized that tennis could provide the family with an opportunity for a better life. That night, he made a decision to turn his daughters into tennis champions. But there was one problem. He didn't know how to play tennis. So he and his wife set about mastering the game using how-to books and instructional videos. They took all five of the girls out to the rundown public courts at a nearby park. It soon became apparent that while the three oldest girls didn't have an aptitude for the game, the two youngest, Serena and Venus, showed promise. At the ages of 3 and 4, the girls began their training on those cracked courts, often having to clear away broken glass and garbage before they could play. It wasn't uncommon to hear the sound of gunfire echoing through the park while they practiced, as drive-by shootings were commonplace in that area. But the girls kept at it and won the respect of those who watched their determination in practice. It wasn't long before a local gang took to hanging around the courts while they played, not to harm them, but to protect them from anyone who might try. By the time they were 9 and 10, their father had managed to raise enough money from sponsors to move the family to Florida. Eventually, both girls were dominating the junior circuit before turning professional in their early teens. At the writing of this book, Venus has garnered 7 Grand Slam single titles, 4 Olympic gold medals, 1 in singles, 3 in doubles with Serena, and is recognized as having the fastest clocked serve in women's tennis ever recorded. Serena has won a total of 15 Grand Slam singles titles and 3 Olympic gold medals in doubles with her sister Venus. Together, they also have 13 Grand Slam women's doubles titles, and each has won 2 mixed doubles Grand Slam tournaments. On the road to success, the Williams sisters had to deal with racism and personal tragedies, including the death of one of their older sisters. However, they are living proof of the power of intention, discipline, focus, positive thinking, hard work, and overcoming faith. Undaunted by their seemingly hopeless situation and the negativity they encountered along the way, they rose to be triumphant and dominate women's tennis. Both Venus and Serena live by the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Serena's favorite quote is from the movie Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility. They are passionate about paying it forward by helping others reach their full potential and realize their dreams. They want others to have the attitudes of winners too. As Venus once put it, "Some people say that I have an attitude. Maybe I do, but I think that you have to. You have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there." I couldn't have said it better. That is what it is all about, finding your place of power and influence so that you can believe in yourself even when no one else does, and then to persist in pursuing your dream no matter the opposition you face. That is the path of a world changer and champion in the game of life. That is the path we should all be on.